Friends, vitamin prices are now down to where folks like you and me can afford them, thanks to the Miles Laboratories, makers of one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets and one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets. And for example, you can get a full month's supply of one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets, that's 30 tablets, for the amazingly low cost of only 90 cents. They're so economical to take, too, because a single one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablet contains your full minimum daily requirements of all the B vitamins which have been established as necessary to human nutrition. So start now to get your B complex vitamins this convenient, economical way for the maintenance of healthy nerves, normal digestion, and energy. Ask for one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets made by Miles. And to get the genuine, look for that name Miles and the big one on the package. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Pine Ridge Synthetic Rubber Corporation has indeed fallen upon dark days. For Grandpappy Spears, the only person who knew the secret formula for making the rubber, fell on the ice yesterday, and now is a victim of amnesia. And the unfortunate vice president in charge of mixing and cooking is unable to remember the formula or his name or anything else. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. He's talking on the telephone.
And a bucket of lard. Is that all now, Miss Blevins? Mom? Oh, yes, Mom, I reckon it is the truth about Grandpap. Well, he don't recollect who he is or nothing. Don't even recognize me and Long. You heard what? Well, I do know. For the land's sakes. Yes, Mom. Well, I guess it is.
Say, Abner, did you know?
Well,
excuse me.
I believe that must just be this some gossip, though. Yes, Mom, I hadn't heard it. All right, Miss Blevins, I'll get your groceries over to you sometime today. All right, much obliged. Goodbye.
Morning, Abner.
Oh, morning, Mom. Say, Long, Miss Blevin said that she heard that Grandpap went out of the house last night and never come home again.
Well, that's the truth.
The truth? Well, how could it be me and you taking Grandpap home yesterday and put him to bed on the sofa there ourselves?
Well, I know we did.
And we stayed right there with him till after Doc Miller had been there and left.
Yeah, but it was after that when he left.
Oh?
He must have waited till his woman Charity went to sleep and then got up and dressed and snuck out of the house.
Well, I do know. I reckon where he could have went to.
I can tell you that, too.
Huh?
He went over to Sister Simpson's boarding house and got himself a room over there.
Sister Simpson?
Yes, sir.
Well, where about you find that out?
I got that direct from Sister Simpson.
For the land's sake.
Run into her on the street on my way to the store just now.
Well, I do. Got himself a room over at the boarding house, huh?
Yeah, he must have figured he's in a strange house when he's at home. Must have thought Charity was a strange woman, so he just got out of there.
Huh. Well, that's right. He don't even recollect that Charity is his woman, does he?
No, he don't recollect nothing about himself.
No, that's right, yeah.
That amnesia is funny stuff, ain't it?
It must be.
Just draws a curtain on your past, what it does.
Yeah.
Benny Jordan saw Sister Simpson. She was buzzing with excitement. She thought she'd got herself hold of some juicy gossip.
Gossip?
Yeah. She thought Grandpap and Charity had had a fight or something, and they was busting up, maybe even going to get a divorce.
Didn't she know about him having amnesia?
No, but after I told her about that, she said that she thought he did act sort of peculiar.
Why, of course he does.
Said he appeared like he didn't hardly know her at first and nothing else.
Well, I do.
Acted more like some stranger than Grandpap, she said.
Poor old fella. Well, I reckon one of us better go over to the boarding house, Long, fetch him over here, or take him home one.
Well, he ain't at the boarding house now.
He ain't?
No, Sister Simpson said he left there now.
Left?
Yeah. Said he going out and looked the town over. Said if he liked the place, he might settle down here.
Settle down?
That's what he said.
Why, he's lived right here in Pine Ridge for over 40 years.
Yeah, but he don't know that, Abner. He thinks he's some sort of a town feller.
Some sort of a town? You mean a big town?
Yeah.
What town do you think he's from?
Well, according to Dick Huddleston...
Dick seen him?
Yeah, Grandpap stopped in there this morning and tried to buy some snuff.
Snuff? Why, he don't use snuff.
He does now, I reckon. Anyway, according to Dick, he thinks he might be from Toledo, Ohio.
Toledo?
Yeah.
Well, what makes him think he's from there?
Don't ask me.
He's never even been close to Toledo or Ohio, neither one.
I know he ain't. And here's something else. He thinks that maybe he's either a feller named Davis or one named Davenport.
Davenport?
Yeah, Buster V. Davenport, he calls himself.
What in the world did he ever get such a name as that for himself?
Well, it seems that when he got up this morning, he seen that name BVD in the label on his underwear, so he figures that must be his initials, so he made up that name to go with it.
If that don't mean it's a wonder he never gave his first name as Fleeceline or something like that.
Well, Dick said Caleb Weehan come in the store there, and Grandpap walked up to him and said, "Howdy do, sir. I'm Buster V. Davenport of Toledo. Nice little bird you got here."
Little bird?
That's what he said.
Oh, he thinks he's some great big city feller, huh?
More than likely.
I do know. I know, Miss Lum, you don't reckon that Grandpap's just sort of pranking us, do you?
Pranking us?
Why, sure, he might be just putting this whole thing on just to scare us or something. Might be doing this to show us how important he is in the Synthetics Rubber Corporation. Long as he's the only one that knows a formula for making the rubber, why, he might be just trying to show us that we can't get along without him.
Well, that's the truth. We can't.
Well, no.
Without him, we ain't got no rubber or nothing else.
No.
We ain't even got no corporation, I don't reckon.
He might be just doing this to get to be president of the company or something, too.
No, I don't think Grandpap would do nothing like that.
You can't tell.
Besides, you hear Doc Miller say he actually has got amnesia. You hear that yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
And I know Doc wouldn't tell no stories.
Oh, no, he's honest as he can be, old Doc is.
No, this is the real thing. We got to study up some way to make Grandpap get his memory back.
Yeah, got to.
I don't know what'll happen.
Well, no.
Without that rubber, we can't increase our trucking business to where the state government will let us keep the truck line.
No.
And they'll route it through Big Fork, and Pine Ridge will just dry up and blow away. Then Grandpap can go back to Toledo.
Douglas, he sure got everything to where we never will get it straightened out. I'll say that for him.
He just got to get his memory back. That's all we are to it.
Well, how in the world are we going to do something like that?
I don't know. Doc Miller said that that's something that's been baffling doctors and scientifics for millions and millions and thousands of years.
No, because that's a long time. You'd think they'd have catched on to it by this time, wouldn't you?
Doc says sometimes seeing old familiar things would bring back their memories.
Familiar things?
Yeah, like, say, for instance, if Grandpap would see his favorite book, that almanac, laying on the library table there. He might just pick that up and start reading it absent-minded-like, and all of a sudden he'd recollect who he is and everything.
Well, I do know. Well, here, let's find him. Get him to read the almanac, then. All as before, I couldn't stand to hear him read that thing out loud all day, but if it'll cure him, I'm for it.
Well, I don't know for sure whether that'll work or not. It's just something we can try, though.
Yeah, try anything. I'm for it.
Doc told another interesting case about where a fella with amnesia heard some piano playing one day, and all of a sudden he jumped up and said, "Hi, Granny, that's it. I'm a piano player."
Oh, yeah.
And he rushed over there and sat down and started playing the piano.
He did?
According to Doc, he did.
Brother Lansex, well, let's get Grandpap over the church. Let him play the piano. I'd love to hear it. Lordy, I bound you he'd be surprised to know he can play the piano all of a sudden, won't he?
Wait a minute, Abner. I almost wished
I'd get amnesia so I could learn to play a piano. There's something I've always wanted to do. Would just love to play
Abner,
the piano.
That don't mean you can learn to play that away.
Huh?
That was just one special case Doc was telling about. It wouldn't work for Grandpap. Nor for you, neither one.
Wouldn't, huh?
Of course not.
Oh, well, I don't reckon I want to get amnesia then.
Just between me and you, Abner, I figure the best thing for us to do is to hit Grandpap a good whop right on top of the head.
Hit him?
Yeah. Or push him off of something so as he'll land on his head.
Well, now, I don't think you ought to be mean to him, Mom. It weren't his fault he got amnesia. He never meant to fall down that way.
I know it weren't his fault.
Doc Miller said that what Grandpap needed most was rest and quiet. So I don't believe you'll get anywhere as being mean to him, Mom.
I ain't being mean to him.
Well, I wouldn't say it. Hitting a feller on top of the head was exactly being nice to him. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Lawmaker, picking on an old feller like him.
I ain't trying to pick on him.
Now, if you want to fight somebody, I dog is off this fight you any time you want to, Lum. But I ain't going to stand around and see you beat on poor old Grandpa.
I wasn't trying to beat him up. I just wanted to bring
him in. You could at least wait till he gets well before you jump on him. He's sick, Lum. He's got amnesia. He needs rest and quiet.
I know all that.
For all we know, he might be laying down beside the road somewhere. 2 weeks to go on. Might be dying right now for all we know.
I know he's weak and all that.
Poor old feller. Laying there, wasting away. Not a friend in the world.
Why, he's got friends.
Well, not since he's become that Buster V. Davenport, or whatever he calls himself. Nobody knows him by that name, Lum, and he don't know nobody else.
That's right.
And you know him. Grandpap don't make friends fast, neither, Lum. Poor old weak, lonesome feller. No friends, no strength, no nothing. Poor old
fella. Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner, stop carrying on and answer the phone.
I feel too bad about Grandpap that talked to anybody.
Oh, don't be silly. Pick up that receiver.
All right, I don't think I'll be able to carry on, though. Hello, jot him down, store and amnesia. Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking.
Jar it out of his head with a stick of dynamite.
Mom? Oh, just a minute, I'll call him. It's for you, Lom. She said she wanted to talk to the Justice of the Peace.
Justice of the Peace?
Yeah.
Who is it?
I don't know. Said her name was Milbank, I believe she called herself.
Milbank?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I think that's that new woman that's staying over there at Sister Simpson's boarding house.
Oh, is that her name?
Yeah. I couldn't recollect it.
Here.
Yeah. Hello. Justice of the Peace speaking. What do you want, ma'am? Yes, I do, but I'm feared I'm too busy to do any marrying today.
Better do it, Tom. We can use the $2 to buy flowers for Grandpap.
Oh, you want to elope, huh?
Oh, fella.
Well, all right. Come up to the store, then. I'll preform the ceremony. Better give me your names and addresses, and I'll have the license ready for you. Yeah. Abner, write this down.
Oh.
All right. Olive Milbank of Pine Ridge.
Olive Milbank.
All right, and your husband... Vacuum cleaner salesman.
That's an odd name. Vacuum cleaner.
No, I mean his name and address. Huh? Oh, my goodness.
What is it, Long?
Buster V. Davenport of Toledo, Ohio.
Ah.
Well, poor Grandpap certainly doesn't seem to be showing very good judgment, is he? But folks, you'll be showing good judgment if you remember to take Alka-Seltzer the next time you want real relief for the dull ache all over misery of a cold. Of course, you'll want to take other common sense precautions as well, such as getting more rest than usual, eating sensibly, dressing wisely, and so forth. But don't forget Alka-Seltzer, because the prompt, pleasant relief it offers should make it a friend of yours for life. Oh, and by the way, don't forget that Alka-Seltzer always makes a mighty soothing gargle for that sore throat that so frequently accompanies a cold. Alka-Seltzer for cold. Get it at any drugstore, either the 30 or the 60-cent size packet.